Conflicts between Native Americans and westward-moving settlers took place around Fort Wallace in western Kansas during the years around the Civil War. However, it was an encounter in 1874 that led to a search for four young girls who had been taken captive. Their story, a part of books and movies yet today, is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
You get the local news and the weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
The Fort Wallace Museum in Wallace, Kansas, recalls many events, including an encounter between Native Americans and a family traveling westward.
It was 1874 when they thought all the Indian conflicts were over. And this family had come from Georgia and were pushing their way to Colorado.
As Jane Humphrey Pierce explains, the family from Georgia met a party of Southern Cheyenne, some of whom had survived the Sand Creek Massacre perpetrated against them.
It's a group of Cheyenne. They were still out for vengeance, and they killed five members of this family called the German family. They killed five members and took four little girls captive.
The story of what happened to those four little girls is one that played out over the course of several months.
There are four girls, aged 17, 12, 7, and 5. They were taken two by two, the two older girls and the two younger girls, and were split up between the bands.
The search was on to rescue the girls from the Cheyenne.
The two little girls were actually abandoned on the prairie for about 6 weeks, and they survived by eating parched corn and berries and little bits of things they could find on the trail.
Soldiers found the girls on the trail. Both survived. Finding the older pair took more time.
The two older girls, their release was negotiated down near Pampa, Texas, and they were released to the soldiers. The four girls grew to adulthood, and their stories are documented in a couple of books and now films.
The story and several artifacts belonging to the German family can be found here at this well-done museum in western Kansas. Traveling the countryside in Wallace, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.